Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves his sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Do I have any kids who want to come forward this morning?
Going to be okay. So it says, the
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Which means that the shepherd is going to provide everything that we need. A good shepherd is not going to let his sheep starve, right? That would be foolish. Like, Jan, you wouldn't let your cattle starve, would you? Why not? It would be foolish for you, wouldn't it? It would be foolish if you didn't take care of your herd. And it would be foolish if God did not take care of his own flock. And we're his flock. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. It says that he leads me and he puts me in places. And this, have you noticed in the 23rd Psalm what it tells us that we're supposed to do? What does the 23rd Psalm tell us that we're supposed to do as sheep? That's the right answer. There, trick question. It doesn't tell us that we're supposed to do anything. The 23rd Psalm is all about who God is, who the shepherd is. It doesn't even tell us that we're supposed to follow, although it's implicit that if we follow the shepherd will provide for us. And so what does that say, that we have a shepherd who will provide for all of our wants? No matter what happens to us, no matter how bad life becomes, that we still have a shepherd who cares for us. Okay, I think that's why we love the 23rd Psalm, because it is so comforting to know that there is someone who cares for us, who leads us and guides us, who expects us to listen to his voice, and to know that he will take care of us always. So let us pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for being the good shepherd. We thank you for drawing us together as one flock. We thank you for the ways that you provide for us and you provide for all of creation. We just give you thanks and praise, O good shepherd. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, a rock and a redeemer. Amen. I thought about bringing my little dog in as an object lesson of hearing the voice of the master, but to be honest, my dog is not really good at obeying my voice. He's not very good at coming when I call, except when I have a treat in my hand. I can yell, Bennett, Bennett, come, Bennett. Where's the dog? And he'll come when he wants to, but not when I want him to. So we're still working on that. And I think a lot of times God's still working on me because I don't always come when I'm called either. Do you ever get distracted like that? And you hear God's voice, and it's all... just a minute. Just... give me a minute to do what it is I want to do, and then, sure, I'll follow you, but wait a minute, where'd the flock go? Now they're out of sight. I think that's one of my fears, is that I'll be so caught up in what I'm doing that I don't listen when my shepherd calls me. In our gospel lesson today, you'll notice that it also doesn't tell us much about what we're supposed to do. It is all about the good shepherd. Jesus repeatedly says, I am the good shepherd. And he says, a good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You may think, what in the world is he talking about? The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. It's because we don't really have the agrarian society that Jesus was involved in. And so we don't know about sheep gates. We don't know about the protection that a shepherd would have for that person's sheep. What he's talking about is gathering the sheep together, making sure that they're safe for the night in an area perhaps like this that's sort of enclosed, and then the shepherd would lie down right there and be the gate, making sure that none of the sheep wandered away, making sure that nothing that was supposed to come in came in. Literally laying down his life to protect his sheep. And that's what's going on here. Jesus is saying, I lay down my life. In his case, he knows that laying down his life means laying it down to the point of death. And he does that for us, because that's what he needed to do to save us. He talks about the difference between a shepherd and a hired hand. Now, who takes better care of a herd or a flock? The ones who own them or the ones that you pay to take care of them? I don't know. You tell me, Jan. And the one who owns them takes better care. Yeah. And that's what he's saying here. That our God is our good shepherd. We are his. And so he cares for us. And anyone else out there who is not the one who owns and possesses us is not going to care for us the same way. So if we stray away from our shepherd, who's going to care for us the same way? He says the hired hand, because he does not own the sheep, is going to save himself rather than save the sheep. When a predator comes by, the hired hand is just going to, if he needs to, of course we always hope hired hands do a better job than that. Don't you? You always hope that the people that you hire to take care of your animals aren't going to run when trouble occurs, but if they want to save their own skin, if it's them or the herd or the flock, which are they going to choose? They're going to choose themselves, right? And Jesus is saying, I'm the good shepherd. I'm not just a hired hand. I'm the good shepherd. You belong to me, and I'm going to protect you no matter what. But you are that important that I will die for you. And you know he does. He says, I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Now, I told you my little dog doesn't always respond when I call his name. But he knows my voice, and I've watched as other people try to call him, and he pays less attention to them than he does to me. He may not obey me very well, but he knows my voice, and he knows that I am the one who owns him and the one who cares for him. So I know him, he knows me. And so I can somewhat understand what Jesus is saying when he says, I know my own know me, just as I know the Father and the Father knows me. He's talking about relationship. Just as I have a relationship with my fuzzy-headed little dog, God has a relationship with us, fuzzy-headed us. He talks about other sheep. There are lots of other sheep. There are lots of other flocks. The desire is to call them all together into one flock that follows Christ, the Good Shepherd, so that there is one shepherd and one flock. So our gospel lesson tells us about who Jesus is as Good Shepherd. If we want to know what we need to do, we need to turn to 1 John. It says, we know love by this, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. In 1 John, we repeatedly hear that we are to love one another, just as Christ loved us. He repeats it because we need to hear it. We need to understand. We need to obey it. It says, for this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. He says, all who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. Again, that relationship. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. That Spirit that came to us on our baptisms, that indwells in us, that allows us to have a love that the world cannot understand. And so, Jesus is our good shepherd, and he is. We are all his flock, and we are commanded to love one another. We are commanded to believe in his name and love one another. That is our ongoing challenge, to listen to the voice of our shepherd, to put aside our own voice, to listen to him, to stay part of his flock, where we are ensured that we have protection and safety, even though we walk through the darkest valleys, even though we walk through times of difficulty and doubt and fear, he is with us. He protects and comforts and leads and guides us. He is indeed the good shepherd. And he teaches us to love as he did, to love not just in words, but to love in truth and in action, by loving him and by loving one another. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us, number 789.